Bowling says he leaves behind a legacy of being the first lieutenant governor in the state's history to serve as a member of the governor's cabinet. So far, he's helped close roughly 983 economic development deals and create 135,000 net new jobs. He says in 2013 he would like to broaden the industries here.
We'd like to do more in the area of advanced manufacturing, making sure that Virginia is a place that makes things, not just a place that consumes things.
He challenges the next governor and lieutenant governor to work cohesively. This, of course, is Bowling's last year presiding over the Senate, and he says to expect him to be more of an independent voice, someone who will champion causes for Virginia, not the Republican Party.
I think the difference will be an ability on my part to just speak out more candidly, perhaps, on some things than I've been able to do before, challenge the status quo a little bit, and encourage people to work together to solve problems and get things done.
He still has not ruled out running as an independent in the governor's race, but he'll only do it if he sees that he has a real chance of winning. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.